Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for February the 25th of 2016. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest with us. He's former WWE superstar, Rosie, superhero in training.
Just so you know, give it up for SND. You got 3 minutes to figure that out, or if you don't, we're gonna put you in the clear.
Yes, sir.
How's it going? Everybody okay?
Everyone's good.
Right on, right on. How you doing, everybody in the internet world? Damn glad to talk to you guys tonight.
Yes. How was it like growing up in the Anoya wrestling family?
Well, it's Anawai wrestling family. So, yeah. It was damn good growing up in this family. I don't know any other family that's doing internet radio shows all over the country two or three times a week. So, yeah, everything's going good. Not bad. How are you doing?
Doing good. Can't complain. How was it like having a Hall of Famer father as like Wild Samoa Thinker?
Well, having a Hall of Fame dad like my dad, of course, it's great. Next thing you know, if you get a bad report card, you got to worry about somebody that eats chicken heads and live fish heads for a living on TV with some crazy ass hair. You got to figure out, well, okay, I might be in trouble if I got a bad report card.
Uh-oh, don't want to see that. Dad didn't play that. Also, you played it high school football. Was it true that that one of your teammates was Emmitt Smith?
Yeah. Yeah, I played ball with Emmitt Smith for oh man, we played back in Bellevue for a year, and then we went straight up in the he was a year older than me, so I was at Escambia High School 1 year after him, and I blocked for him for 4 years. Well, 3 years. 4 years total.
Right. And you more had the more of a wrestling entrance after high school more than college football.
I'm sorry, do what?
You had more of a interest in starting the wrestling business instead of pro football.
One more time.
Yes. Was it was it hard for you to decide?
I'm sorry, but I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
So was I'm on I-65 South.
Oh, okay.
That's a big highway. A lot of wrestlers know I-65 South. So,
Florida highway.
Yeah. Well, Alabama down to Florida. Mm. Here we go.
Yeah. Did you have interest in going to pro football more than wrestling before?
I was always interested. But when NFL didn't pop up, it didn't do what it did, so. So, of course, I had to jump into wrestling just like everybody else. Probably the only thing that I probably would have said was if I could see the future, I would have jumped into wrestling a whole lot quicker. But, hey, you know, I did what it was and so,
all right. What's your thoughts of your uncle also training you at the Wild Samoan wrestling school?
Well, of course, that's the best training you can get. I mean, yeah, especially if you're related, it's always fun to pick up, you know, but I've been training since I was 5 years old. So it's, you know, not a lot of people grow up with a wrestling ring in their backyard. So
right.
it was a lot of fun to, you know, hey, we didn't have a swing set in the backyard. We had a wrestling ring.
Right. Any fond memories of teaming with Samo at the Samoan Gangster Party in ECW?
Say again.
What are your memories of working with your cousin Samo in ECW at the Samoan Gangster Party?
That was fun. Sam's always been my we were raised on the road together, you know, him being the oldest of Alpha and me being the oldest of Sika, and then you know, we were on the road together, so he went straight into wrestling. I went to school and went straight into, you know, trying to play football and stuff. But whenever the time came that it was time for me to come into wrestling, who who else better can you have than one of the greatest professional wrestlers on the planet at that point in time and forever? A lot of people don't know, but Big Sam, my cousin, Samu, the great Samu, second to none. Nobody understands that because they didn't get to see him. So watch him on YouTube. Awesome person, awesome cousin, awesome leader. Man, I love him to death.
Right. Any early memories of Paul Heyman at ECW?
Probably the worst thing, the best thing that ever happened with me and Paul was, of course, I love Paul. I've never had a problem with him, but I think the best thing that ever happened was he used to write his checks so bad, he would be so jacked up from the shows that the bank, when I cashed my check, thought it said $4,000. It was supposed to be $100. So I took it. Sorry. Sorry, Paul. But, yeah, I took it, and then I think we kind of paid for it the next week.
And it was definitely y'all definitely had a good feud with the gangsters also, New Jack and Mustafa.
Right on.
That was so much edgier feud right there on ECW TV.
Right. Well, they were up our alley. They the Smorns were hardcore, but they seem to be the most hardcore team. So, man, how can you not put somebody like that team against somebody like me and my cousin? There can always be the Samoans. We got so many different tag teams through the years that people would love to have the dream team match, but at that time, it was us and the gangsters, and we just did what we did and had fun with it. Nothing right. Funner than going out and playing with a bunch of cheese graters and cans and.
Right.
We didn't play with building blocks. We played with all that stuff.
Definitely the hardcore items, Ed, in the ECW arena.
Yeah. Oh. Nothing fun. It was fun. We just,
right.
It was a good place to grow up and have fun with. Of course, my cousin, Samu, he was, coming down a little bit to accomplish, something. We just had fun. Jeez Louise, man. When you're wrestling, you just want to have fun.
Right.
And that was just a fun place to go work for the Samoans. That was like a playground.
Right. And I noticed that even the other opponents that y'all took on are no longer they recently passed away like a couple of months ago, Axel Rotten and Hack Myers, that tag team we all was working with in ECW.
Well, I definitely know Hack he's somebody that, I respect a lot, man. I've always loved Hack. His work is impeccable, and he just did what he did, man. And he had the same ideas and the same focus that we've been instilled in the Samoan family, and that's move forward and keep going forward. And Hack had that. You know what I mean? It didn't matter. The best thing about him was he didn't care that we were in his way. So if we got in his way, fine. He was coming forward, and that's the best thing, man. If you're going to go to battle, go to battle. Don't sit there and worry about who's in front of you. Just do it.
Right. Also, your cousin L.A. Smooth was part of the Samoan Gangsters as well also.
Right. Right. Well, L.A. Smooth made a very big hit or huge name down in Puerto Rico. So he did a lot of things down in Puerto Rico and made a big impact down in Puerto Rico. So man, he did a great job just as much as what our family, everybody else did. He was down there when I first came down there in 95, and Lloyd's like he's like one of the technicians of WWE, not WWE, but he's just one of those guys that you can never go wrong with him.
Right. How was it like forming a tag team with your cousin Eddie Fatu in WWE as when he was Jamal of the 3 Minute Warning?
Well, it was a good tag team. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely right there. Even with that gangster edge also, the Samoan gangster party also.
Well, didn't have nothing to do with the gangster, anything.
Right.
Bottom line is me and Jamal were a damn good tag team.
Right.
Bar none.
Right.
So I don't think there's a tag team out there that could say that they could totally dominate us.
Right. Yeah. Any thoughts of Eric Bischoff working with him and Rico as your manager also? Any fond memories of Eric Bischoff working with him in WWE?
Oh, no. Well, working with Bischoff was okay. I show the same respect to all the folks that are in the business. You know.
Right.
So. All right. Sounds like this interview is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rosie, 3 Minute Warning. If you have any thoughts or anything else, you can leave it up at Wrestling X Factor Radio / blogtalkradio.com.
a gang of cities, in a gang of states. We blow minds like Ted Best with metal plates. And the dream is to step up, be the leaders with less than 20 feet and a microphone between
us. Well, what I mean is, we drop a hammer like Molinas. Believe us,
we rock blocks
to persevere. The adamant aberrant, so she answers to them. Proceed to your view, like Greeks to Europeans.
3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out, we're out. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out. Turn up your amplifier.
I am a loudspeaker, wandering my shoes, itinerant like creature. Move from town to town to convert the non-believer. Speaking to the kids in the stands and in the bleacher. My destiny's got the best of me. Searching for the spot where the pot of heaven's pennies be. So we parody a pair of achievers, parodying imaginary days you make believers.
3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out, we're out. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. The clock is ticking and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes.
Yes, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he had a important meeting to go to. That's why he had to get off the phone, and I had to pick up his text later on. He'll be back on here on a later date, definitely. He is the brother of Roman Reigns in the WWE. Sorry about that, fans, that the interview was cut because of that situation, which I forgot about to respond to his text. And I'm out. Our next interview is next Wednesday with our special guest, Tara Calloway, at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wrestling Effect Radio. Later.